Presbytes Jose Canicross, let's call him Miller's grizzled langur, is one of the rarest primates in the world, with hardly any pictures in existence and very few people having ever seen one. In fact, it was believed that the long-tailed monkey was extinct until scientists observing two natural springs in the Kutai National Park in Borneo came across one grizzled patron after another. It soon emerged that some of the scientists involved in the discovery were in fact from the Czech Academy of Sciences, and one of them, Alexander Pospiech, told me more about the long-lost langur, beginning with what it looks like.
Well, it looks like a grey langur, or maybe a little bit similar to a white front-headed langur, but it's a subspecies which is quite rare, and it looks like a little grey monkey, but it has kind of white spots under its nose.
So it's not only the white spots under its nose that make it a subspecies, no?
I don't think it's the only sign, but the subspecies was described just from some skins in the museum. So there's definitely more of these signs, but it's kind of a cryptic animal and very little is known about them.
And what has threatened its existence exactly?
The biggest threat is the loss of habitats and the destruction of the rainforest, which is quite massive in Borneo, especially during the last 50 years. About 50% of all the rainforest area in Borneo was destroyed, either by logging or in recent 20 or 30 years by replacement by oil palm plantations, coal mining, or planting acacias for paper industry.
So has the animal ever been seen, or is this the first ever finding, or when was it last seen?
It's not the first time, but as far as I know, there was just few occasions, and probably three of them are from similar spots from the Vehea forest. We observed the animals on mineral springs, where the monkeys come down from the trees and drink water which is rich in some special minerals they need. And one of the observations was on some bigger mineral springs, and I was the only one who observed them on some new mineral springs.
And in your observations, you actually found it quite often, as I understand it, or on more than half of the observation days.
Yes, I spent there 3 days in Hyde, and on 2 days I saw the monkeys. And we have camera traps there for like 3 weeks before I went there to the Hyde. And these monkeys were the most abundant animal on this mineral spring.
So it wasn't one. It wasn't one monkey. It was several. A family that you saw.
It was some troop. I think I saw at least four animals. I could distinguish. Maybe there were more, but I'm sure about four animals.
And how were you able to recognize that it was Miller's grizzled langur and not another type of langur?
We had a primatologist with us. His name is Dr. Stanislav Lhota, and actually he immediately recognized it. And after we came back from the expedition, we sent the photos to three primatologists, taxonomists, who confirmed the determination of this subspecies.
Other langurs at least live in large groups of up to 20 animals. So does that mean that for all the ones that you saw at the spring that there could be many more? Or is that being overly optimistic?
From the camera trap data, we saw more animals were visiting the smaller mineral spring. I saw only four, but there on the camera traps it seems that the troop is bigger. And I'm not sure how many animals it was on the bigger spring. It's also possible that it was several troops of different size, and we saw just, for example, two of them. So we have absolutely no idea about the total amount of these monkeys in the forest, and future research must be carried on.
Well, that's what I'd like to know. What can future research consist of?
Well, mostly it will be probably trying to determine the population density, some behavior data, because as far as I know, there are almost no behavior data on these animals. Also, it's quite interesting what's so special about the spring. What kind of minerals are there and why these monkeys visit them so often?
And aside from the satisfaction of knowing that this animal still exists, what could we potentially learn from it?
We can learn that there is still about half of the forest left in Borneo, and it's a huge area, and it is mostly undiscovered, and there is a still chance, as long as the forest is untouched and conserved, and it has some spots of primary forest, there can still new habitats and new species can be found, or even species we previously thought were extinct. But it is important to take steps towards the conservation of this rainforest.
So what are your personal plans for the future? Will you be going there again, and will you be involved in future research?
I'm not sure now, and it will be shown probably during following months, maybe years. I already spent with the Borneo projects about 5 or 6 years, so I have some photos and something which I would like to show first, and then we will see about future plans.
And what about other Czech biologists? Is Czech biology hard at work in Borneo?
Dr. Stanislav Hota is still in, right now he is in Sumatra, but he will be back in Borneo soon, and he goes there for a whole year. It's like his first time now. He spends 1 year in Czech Republic, 1 year in Borneo, and he runs a research and conservation project in Balikpapan Bay.
That was biologist and photographer Alexander Pospiech on the rediscovery of Miller's grizzled langur. That's all we have time for on today's Science Journal. I hope you'll tune in again next month for more from the world of Czech science.